Titans. I was just thinking how far I've come since then, and maybe we were giants. Chapter 102. I knew I was dreaming because there was a full moon and no clouds overhead. But there was some sort of haze between me and the world because the moon was just the center of a cloud of light drifting across the sky, never rising directly overhead the way it had in the land of my childhood. The ghostly bluish light betrayed the restless shadows prowling the bounds of the circle, flowing over and around one another in hundreds. From 1,000 miles away, it seemed, I heard Long Shadow whimper without respite. One large shadow pressed against the edge of the circle not far from where I watched. Something kept it from entering. It spread out upon that invisible surface. I remembered the time I touched a shadow while ghost walking. I began to find traces of the fear that had been missing since I climbed up onto the plane. That one shadow seemed to be obsessed with me. I turned away and tried to forget it. I looked up. Vaguely, fish-like silhouettes moved back and forth against the diffuse moonlight. This must be the kind of view you would have if you were a crab on the bottom of the sea. I don't know if it was a true dream. It felt that way. If it was, it would seem that shadows could rise above the surface. The schooling shadows suddenly shot off as though impelled by a single will. The moon was past its zenith. Maybe that was why. Or maybe they were afraid of the creatures who appeared upon the black road, coming from the direction we were headed. They were the shape of men from the waist down and on their right sides. Their heads and left sides were masked by shawls that looked like they were made of polished brass fish scales. There were three of them. They felt like powerful ghosts. My big shadow buddy didn't run away with the others. I began to have some sense of it, as I'd had with that other. It was terrified. I caught one little flash of an instant in a place of torture, of pain beyond pain, while priests chanted. I rose from my pallet. I went to stand beneath the standard, facing the ghosts. They let the shawls fall from their faces. I don't know why, I thought. You motherfuckers are too ugly. Get the fuck off my road and quit messing with my sleep. I had a feeling if they conformed to legend or whatnot, they would be something like the ladies 10 who were taken, demons or sorcerer kings who'd been enslaved by some power greater and darker than they. Go on! Get out of here! You're dead! Stay that way! I reached for the lance, felt it come alive in my ghostly hand. Go on! Three ugly beast masks inclined slightly toward the surface of the road. At least I think they were masks. I hope they were. Anybody that ugly for real shouldn't have been allowed to climb out of the cradle. They folded their hands before them. They began to withdraw. They did so without moving their feet. Weird. They flickered into non-existence as they dwindled into the distance. I stalked the perimeter of the circle. The shadows began to return. My pet matched my movements, always pressing against the barrier. I sensed a great hunger there. I was surprised to find four roads leading out of the circle, matching the primary arms of the compass rose. How come the east and west arms weren't visible in the waking world? The shape changer's roar reached into the